July 7th, 1979. In Nisarga, nature, everything is time-bound. Seasons, sowing, reaping, etc. But nature itself is not time-bound. Nature is neither male nor female. Many avatars come and go, but nature is not affected. The story of nature is emanating from all the impressions taken in your mind since birth. So long as you are holding on to these memories, there will be no knowledge of self. If you just study whatever happened in nature, like history, great lives, etc., you cannot realize yourself. You have to go within. Whatever great things have happened in nature, however powerful, still they disappear right here. These situations appear and disappear. This is actually abstract. What is solid here is the knowledge I am. The seen and the seeing disappear. I tell this only to those who are prepared to listen. Whatever appears is bound to disappear. The greatest appearance is the knowledge I am. It is invisible before the birth and after the death of the body. And while it is visible, it is a solid thing. Many great sages have appeared and disappeared because of the powerful seed I am. When the prana leaves the body, knowledge has no support, and it disappears. Mai, it is unseen. What I am expounding is very deep. You may experience Brahman even, but that experience will not remain. All experiences are due to the cell I am. Both the cell and the experience will disappear. Even the best of your memories will vanish one day. The knowledge I am is time-bound. All your knowledge sprouts from the concept that you are. Millions of sages have come and gone. Do they presently experience the state of I? They had no authority to perpetuate their beingness. Their I am-ness became unseen. The sages cannot make an iota of change in the world. Whatever happens, happens. But Maharaj has said that because of the existence of a yani, the world is benefited. It is said to an ignorant one who clings to the body-mind, when there is no I am-ness, what is it that you need? I am lost. Who is talking to whom? To myself. If you, the knowledge I am, are really lost, how will you know about the sense of being lost? You are carried away by concepts. This infinitesimal seed contains the universe. You miss the point. You do not understand me properly. This principle, I am telling you about again and again. Find out your identity. Whatever appears is going to disappear. What can Roosevelt or Gandhi do now? In the very places which they were commanding changes have taken place. Why don't they talk? When the prana leaves the body, even great sages cannot speak. In the Gita, Sri Krishna says that wherever there is calamity and there is no dharma, he will come and restore. This is like the seasons. The cycle is there. In this cycle, the deeper meaning of the self is to be understood. All questions will be over once you solve the riddle of I am. Sometimes I feel good and sometimes bad, sometimes blissful, sometimes depressed. I know this is the mind. The Vedas say that mind is born out of the moon and hence it changes. Oblige me, after coming here by leaving your mind aside. Good and bad are in the realm of the mind only. Disown whatever you get from the mind. Who tells me to come here and be at your feet? It cannot be said in words. You can call it anything you like. Moon means mind. Mind is like a liquid stuff as it flows continuously. Just innocently, dispassionately observe the mind flow. Do not own the mind flow. Be in the I am-ness state without words. You give meaning to words and in the end words go. Finally, the perceptibles and observables go into the non-perceptible and non-observable state. Find that out. You will understand this slowly and get peace and rest. You do not do anything. It happens. You talk about knowledge. That knowledge is what you have read and heard from others. Unless you have confidence in your own self, you have to draw upon the authority of others. But I tell you, from my real state, as I experience it, as I see it, I speak without citing the authority of the Gita or the Mahabharata. When you talk about the Gita, you must know that it relates to you. Every word of it relates to your own self. July 22, 1979. Are consciousness and the witness the same? For whatever is visible, the consciousness is the witness. There is another principle which witnesses consciousness, and this principle is beyond the world. How do you witness consciousness? How do you witness the fact that you are sitting, effortlessly or with effort? Effortlessly, the same way. Whenever you put in effort, it is from the bodily standpoint. The knowledge I am is the soul of the entire world. The witness of the knowledge I am is prior to the knowledge I am. Try to understand yourself as you are. Do not add any qualifications. Just as you prepare various dishes out of various ingredients, you want to make something. Witnessing or awareness is just as you observe your deep sleep. Just like that. I do not understand. It is not understandable. You must contemplate yourself. Whatever comes on the screen of contemplation will surely disappear. The contemplator remains. Is not the contemplator also a concept of mind? Concept and mind are beams of light from the contemplator. Is I am the sum total of everything you perceive? Yes, I amness spontaneously appears and disappears. It has no dwelling place. It is like a dream world. Do not try to be something, even a spiritual person. You are the manifested. The tree is already there in the seed. Such is this I am. Just see it as it is. Do not try to interfere with what you see. Having understood this, what could be your need? Nothing. You must stabilize in this conviction. Knowledge, jnana, is the soul of the whole universe. Do not get involved in siddhis, spiritual powers, although you may not purposely go in for siddhis. Around you some miracles may happen. Do not claim the authorship of them. A devotee of yours who is at a distance of 1,000 kilometers from you can have your darshan in form. Whenever your devotee praises your knowledge, the knowledge takes concrete shape. Do not think that you are doing something. Sound fills the entire space. Similarly, the knowledge I am will fill the entire place. Once you understand this, there is no death for you. If you think yourself an individual, you will surely have death. A spiritual seeker wants to be something. Just be as you are. If people come to you, then automatically words come out of you. Although you may not have studied the Vedas, whatever comes out of you will be the same as what is in the Vedas and the Upanishads. At the time of speaking, you will not have the slightest idea that you are a jnani or a knowledgeable person. I am feeling the burden of I amness, how to get rid of it. Where's the question of getting rid of it when you have not planted it? I know, but my mind feels that I should get rid of it. Can the mind recognize the highest principle? Do not follow the mind. Mind is following its own natural course. You get identified with the mind and speak for it. With what insistence can the mind make changes in the sky or space? The space is the eyeglass of I am, through which it observes the world. The senses cannot know you. You know the senses. By you, what do you mean? Which you? Since you feel duality, I mean the listener in you. I am not outside consciousness. Actually, you are out of it and recognize it. You say that you are consciousness, then you are the entire world. You are separate from I am. I am is itself an illusion. The knowledge I am and the world are tricks of Maya. There is no substance to them. There are no words, actually. You speak words for your satisfaction. You know that there are hunger, thirst, waking, and sleep states. Without these, what are you? You think that these are all your eternal needs. This is the trick of Mula Maya. Primary illusion. I amness has a certain span of time. How long will you be associated with these? Memory makes the world seem real. Unless memory registers the color green, there is no color green. Memory is inside I am. Relative repetition is the play of Maya. If you are not able to sleep for 8 days, will you survive? No. That is, you will be beyond the waking and sleep states. In short, the illusion will vanish. When I get up in the mornings, where does the I am consciousness come from? You are not able to understand it. Like a film, it is already there and is reproducing. This chemical is called the greatest principle by the Vedas. It is the Hiranyagarbha, golden womb. I amness is forgotten in deep sleep and it appears in the waking and dream states. How do I remember the previous things? It is the skill of the I amness. What identity do you hold for yourself? I am the witness. Of what? All the activities of the body-mind. This is the quality of the body-mind only and is not self-knowledge. Worms appear in stale food. Similarly, the body is stale food. The self wriggles in it. When the body is decomposing, the worm I amness is at work. The taste is I amness, which it enjoys without a tongue. We take too much pride in the taste of this stale food. What knowledge do you want? My true self. As long as you think that the body is you, you will not get true knowledge. In Marathi, there is a phrase, borrowed wife, she who has to be returned. Similarly, this body is a borrowed thing. You have to return it. This identity with the body has to go. How is one to be successful in getting rid of this identification? Try to investigate deep sleep and waking states. These are time-bound. Without the experience of waking and sleep states, try to explain what you are. Then I am wordless. Are you sure? The Vedas also said this is not, that is not, and at the end kept quiet, as it is beyond words. Without deep sleep and waking states, do you know that you are or do you experience I am? No. What is born, yourself or the two states? You will be liquidated soon if you come here. What will you pick out of these states as yourself? Nothing.
August 12, 1979.
Are you satisfied?
Sometimes there is satisfaction, sometimes not.
Who says this? Who tells you this?
I see satisfaction, a feeling in consciousness. I am indifferent. Whatever is happening, whatever appears in my consciousness, I am not concerned. I am not interested. I have nothing to do with it.
It is not called indifference, it is detachment. There is no such thing as unhappiness. You don't worry about anything. That is the state, the real state. You feel no attraction toward anything in this world.
Whatever is happening, there is no gaining, no losing.
How did this happen?
I don't know.
Don't behave as others do just because they say so. After hearing these teachings, you should behave like a king or a lord. That should be your behavior, inwardly and outwardly. Aham Brahmasmi, I am the Lord. Have you understood or not?
I don't know.
Do you want to ask anything more?
There is a great pressure in this feeling of being aware of myself. It is always accompanied by a great pressure in the head.
You should be a witness of that. You are aware of the consciousness, so you are beyond that. You are a witness of that.
That feeling is there all the time.
Your consciousness is not in the body. There is attraction to that body yet, so that feeling has not gone completely. Your consciousness has some attraction, some love for your body. Therefore, that pressure is there. You know your consciousness. You witness your consciousness now. Formerly, that was not true because you were considering yourself as a body. Now you know that you are not the body. You know also that you are not the consciousness. Formerly, before you heard this, before you came to India, your name for consciousness was mind. Now the word for consciousness is jnana, knowledge.
to another. So your purpose is served? You are satisfied? Oh yes, a long time ago when I left here. After having had many experiences, you have now come to the conclusion that what preceded the experiences is the same. You are not affected by the experiences that take place in the world? Yes, I have come to that conclusion. All the attractions of the world are just ordinary things to you? You are not affected by them? Have you attained that state? Or are you craving for respect of others, and are you still craving for more knowledge of more arts? I can no longer hold that, so I am not craving it. I have nothing with which to retain it, but who knows, if I found something with which to hold it, I might. Craving means that you think it has some beneficial opportunities. It is fruitless. It all cancels out in the end, so it is useless. So have you seen everything? Understood everything? What is it that prevails in the end? What prevails is not perceivable. What is there which is primary? What is at the root? What is at the root is not an object. You have realized that? No, I did not realize it, because it is greater than I. How could I see it? When you are going through various experiences, do you realize that there is something which was prevailing right from the beginning of which you were not aware? Do you become aware of something which is much greater than all these experiences? If you have found that, can you stay with it, or are you still passing through the experiences? I am not passing through the experiences, and yes, I can stay with it. It's like when you are on a boat. You don't think that the water is moving. You know that the boat is moving, but you are aware that the water is there. You don't have to repeat to yourself, "Oh yes, I am moving on the water." What is there moves. Underneath is what you move on. When you are passing through all this, do you realize that it is artificial, that it is not real? What do you experience? I experience that I am passing through my own self-created projection. Don't you see that what you realize as the illusion, the projection, is nothing but your own very small modification of your own self? Oh yes. When you realize this, don't you get a glimpse of what is the more ancient, the unlimited? I am not limited by experience or by the limitations of experience. The world is ever-changing, ever-new, but it is nothing but the thoughts of the ancient, the trick of the ancient. So where is the question of your not being limited? Are you denying its existence? No, I am not denying its existence. I am denying its reality. Suppose you have a child, and that child goes to Timbuktu and becomes a king. He will still be your child, don't you see? Whatever is happening, the witness of that happening must be there to say that it is happening. The ancestor of all action must be there to watch that action so that he can narrate it. That witness, is it the absolute or is it in consciousness? There must be someone who witnesses that experience. I am not telling you about this witness. I am telling you about the core, that core ancestor of ours. Out of a berry, out of the very forest of shrubs with berries, all these shrubs have grown because of that single berry. What is that principle which observes the creation and the state prior to the creation? The absolute, the no-beingness state, the no-consciousness state alone knows that there is a consciousness, that no-I-amness state. Many people will tell you about your mind inclinations, the mind flow, the activities in the realm of consciousness, that if you do this, you will get this. But has anyone told you of the state prior to the consciousness? The lowest state on the spiritual path is that of mumukshu. The mumukshu is one who has made a beginning in the spiritual search, and he identifies with the body-mind. He always tried to derive benefits or gains or losses out of the body-mind sense. He meets a guru, and the guru tells him, "You are not the body-mind. You are the manifest I-amness. I am is the manifest world," and that he realizes. He establishes himself there and finds that he is not the body-mind. He is the manifestation. In due course, he also realizes, "I am not that I-amness. I am not that consciousness. nor the manifest world, but I am the Absolute. Why are you quiet? Is it because of confusion, or because you have no confusion and have attained that quietude? Is this state of I amness manifest detachment? What do you call that I amness? Consciousness. Do you know the consciousness? Do you witness the consciousness? I don't know. To what principle do you give that name? Everything that I perceive or know, everything. Who knows consciousness? I don't know. What you don't know, that is the prior most. It seems in consciousness the experiences constantly change, and at the same time something remains the same. In ignorance, you used to call it mind. But that is itself the knowledge of manifestation. That is the power of manifestation, this knowledge. It is the source of manifestation, Mulamaya. It is Mahesvara. And that is the highest Iswara principle whose name is Atman. Whose name? The feeling you have of I amness. I am without words. That is Atman. It is very dynamic and moving. The consciousness is the mind of the Absolute, the power of knowledge, the power of memory, the message of I amness.